The rest of the story. One likes to think of a team as needing all of its members to succeed, and yet inevitably certain team members will stand out, and some do become indispensable. In 1970, the Boston Bruins pro hockey team was counting on Phil Esposito. He was an outstanding, sometimes astounding, hockey player. The season prior, he had scored 126 points, shattering the old National Hockey League record for goals netted in one season by 29. In fact, Phil Esposito was one of the two players responsible for the Bruins' swift rise in the NHL between 1967 and 1970. Sports columns admiringly referred to him as the hard-driving forward, Phil Esposito, quick, hard shooting, they said, and when he was up, none was quicker, none shot harder. But late in the 1970 season, something went wrong. Phil was in a scoring slump, standing uncomfortably in the shadow of his accomplishments the year previous. At times like that, an athlete can't help but wonder, is it over? Has he already done the best that he will ever be able to do? And at times like that, a fellow needs a friend. Phil's best friend was then and still is a colleague, another hockey player named Tony. Late one evening, Phil's phone rang, and it was Tony calling to chat. Predictably, the conversation drifted to Phil's late-season scoring trouble. And he said, "What am I doing wrong?" Phil asked friend Tony, "What am I doing wrong?" Tony believed that he knew what Phil was doing wrong. Tony frequently watched Phil and the Bruins play in televised games, and lately it had seemed that Phil was not handling the puck enough. He was not shooting often enough. Tony related this to Phil, and suddenly a light went on. Tony's observation made perfect sense. Phil had so dazzled himself with his own past achievements that his performance on the ice was becoming tentative. So Phil made up his mind. After that phone call, he would follow Tony's advice. He would handle the puck more. He would shoot more. And just in time for the Stanley Cup playoffs, Phil did. That season, it was the Bruins versus the formidable Chicago Blackhawks. First game of the season, the Bruins won 6-3, and three of those winning goals were scored by Phil Esposito. In fact, the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, and they won in four straight games. Phil had indeed recovered from his worrisome scoring slump, all because of a phone call. You know to whom the initial credit belongs, Phil's best friend Tony. Tony Esposito, Phil's younger brother. Now, wait a minute. Tony, incidentally, was NHL Rookie of the Year his first season. He quickly went on to become a shutout record-holding goalie for the Chicago Blackhawks. That's right. What I'm saying is that Tony Esposito was a goalie for the Hawks during those Stanley Cup games with the Boston Bruins. He, Tony, was defending his Chicago goal the very best that he could, but he lost because he had already told his brother Phil on the opposing team how to win again. And now you know the rest of the story.